We're talking about playoff scenarios and how many you guys have run through and where you are as far as if you come back at a certain date, this is what you're looking at. Is there a certain number of teams that you won't go beyond? Like, you won't have all 31 teams involved in some sort of playoff scenario, or are you not even willing to say that?
I guess I'm not even willing to say that at this point because, again, I don't know when we could be able to resume what the dates are, and I don't know what the outside parameters look like, and that's going to be governed by a lot of things that have yet to be decided by other people, including networks and including the International Olympic Committee, and there's a lot of there are a lot of decisions that need to be made, and those decisions are very dependent on a lot of things that have yet to transpire. So it's really at this point, it's impossible to really get your arms around what this is going to look like. I guess the exercise more is what could this look like?
Yeah, with things changing so rapidly, are you even able to, like, what plans are you able to actually make?
In terms of season resumption,
Yes,
not
I
a
just
whole lot.
imagine that,
I mean,
yeah, I would imagine you're
obviously
going through
we're
scenarios just that you can't make anything that you would even assume would be, you just kind of have to have everything on the table, no?
exactly. You need to have everything on the table. You need to understand what would be feasible in a certain set of circumstances and what's impossible in various circumstances. So it's really just understanding the possibilities in the landscape. And then as things get decided and we move along and we understand a little bit better about where we are and where we're going to be, then you start picking options.
Have you guys put a possibility together, just a possibility, that there could be less than 8 teams in the playoffs per conference?
No, it's funny you should mention that though. I would have to say when I was in the shower this morning, I was thinking, I was thinking about that. So I haven't reduced it to writing. I haven't put it on a piece of paper. I haven't discussed it with the commissioner or with Colin Campbell. So literally, it's me just thinking through. Well, if we really have a very short window. Could we go with a 4-team tournament?
Yeah.
Again, is that a possibility? I haven't even really, raised, I haven't run it up the flagpole, so I don't even know. But again, given the uncertain nature of where we are, you got to consider everything.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, in the shows that I've done and talking to the people that I've talked to in all sports, I think everybody's just going to be happy to have sports back. And of course, you're going to have your fan bases that are kind of upset that they're not involved in something. But yeah, that'll pale in comparison to the elation they'll feel to see NHL hockey back. So I think whatever, beggars cannot be choosers at this point, Bill. But is there like a drop dead date where like this thing goes beyond July, August, where you're like, this is, it's just not going to happen, and let's just resume play with the new season. Do you have a date in mind?
Well, I guess my only parameter that I've been proceeding on the assumption of, which I think is firm, but again, in this uncertain world, I won't rule out anything, is that I think there's an objective that we share to ensure that whatever we do will allow us to accommodate a full season for next season. So whatever that means, that is the assumption I'm proceeding on.
Yeah, and I understand that. Is there a scenario at which, though, you could push back the start of next season with the resumption of this season, and then maybe a couple of weeks or a month separation between the end of this season and the start of the next? Could you like start the next season in November or even later than that?
I mean, I could say theoretically, I'm not averse to that idea, but there are a lot of practical considerations that we'd have to go through the process of working through. So, I mean, again, I'm very much in the mode of I'm not ruling out anything as I sit here talking to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest challenge here is obvious, that it's out of your guys' control at this point. You want to make sure that your players are safe. But how big of a challenge is ice? Because that's been something that we've discussed here, that hockey, the NHL is very different from the NBA in the sense of they can just play on the hard court. They don't need a surface that they're going to have to build in July in Tampa, Florida. How big an issue for you guys right now is ice making? Or are we overstating it as media and fans?
I think you're overstating it as media and fans. I think we're in the 21st century now. And while some buildings perhaps don't have the same capability as others in producing, top quality ice, I think most of our buildings are pretty good. And where we have deficiencies, we're able to fill those deficiencies at warm times of the year. So I don't think ice making is really a consideration at all.
Talking to Bill Daly, NHL Deputy Commissioner, do you have an idea of how much time it might take to get everybody back together? Like, everything seems like it's okay and we can start at a certain date, but we need everybody to get back in shape. Do you have an idea of how long that might take?
Well, sure. And, you know, our managers have a good sense of what they think would be necessary in terms of ramp-up time, training time. A lot will depend. Like everything else, we have to decide on what transpires between now and then. Is a 7 to 10 day training camp or mini training camp enough to resume a season in certain circumstances? And for the next little while, I think it would be. If you're talking about a resumption in August, I'm not sure it would be. So it probably depends on what access to ice players have had before to do their own workouts as they normally do in preparation of a normal NHL season. So again, a lot's going to depend on how things play out.
Bill, once the players do come back, will they all have been tested for COVID-19 before stepping back out on the ice together?
No, I don't think so. I don't think actually that's even practical. The medical advice continues to be against mass testing of the population. Testing is only recommended for people once they experience symptoms and become symptomatic. That's due in part to the shortage of testing resources, but I think it's also essentially the medical practice and the medical advice a negative test when you're not symptomatic, it doesn't really tell you much because it doesn't stop you from becoming symptomatic the next day and being positive 2 days later. So testing is not a gating factor at all for us.
Do you have any idea of how an entire end of the season and playoffs are completely lost this season, how that might affect the salary cap and teams that have made plans for, you know, a 2020-2021 season with a certain number in mind and it being far lower, any kind of exceptions made for those teams? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, we've thought about everything, right? So, of course, the disruption of the season is going to affect the generation of revenues and what we end up with in HRR and the formula we have in our collective bargaining agreement to formulate a cap. Having said that, all of those items that I just mentioned are really products of negotiation between the National Hockey League and the National Hockey League Players Association. And when we get to the end of this and when we understand what we're looking at and what we're trying to accomplish, obviously we're going to sit down with the National Hockey League Players Association. We're going to have to negotiate a transition to what we're trying to accomplish. So that is clearly something that's in our future. But I think both sides recognize that and, you know, welcome that challenge. We'll be happy to be in that position to have to work through those issues.
Bill, last one. So we know how many facilities the NHL and the NBA they share, and that's why I think it was pretty clear that you guys had to shut down at the same time as the NBA. You did Major League Baseball shortly thereafter. How much conversation is happening between all the leagues, and is there a scenario in which one of them comes back before the other, or does it feel like, hey, when everything's good, everybody's going to come back at the same time?
I can't say we've had that discussion with the other sports leagues. I'd say we have we've had a good level of cooperation. We do have frequent contact. We do have the ability to run ideas off of each other. But I don't think we're linked in the way of having to do what each other decides to do. So, you know, that it may work out that way for obvious reasons, but that's certainly not been necessarily how we've agreed to proceed.